This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
You know what? If Les Alexander decides, you know what? We got a guy. I love Daryl Morey. He's the smartest guy in all of basketball. And guess what? We're not winning. So we got to do something different.
Yeah.
I could certainly see that too. And this is a decision that Les Alexander has to make. I would be torn on whether or not I would fire him if I was at Les Alexander. I can certainly see. I can see both sides of it. Give him a shot here. I mean, it's the same team that he brought back that went to the Western Conference Finals. How can you blame Daryl Morey that everybody had an off year? How can you blame him? And then, I mean, I can certainly blame him for the Kevin McHale thing, though.
Oh, that's it. We didn't even bring that one up.
Kevin McHale, that was, oh my God. Now, whether or not, you know, those guys went in there and said, we ain't playing for him, and you got to do something about it because you can't change all the players, whether that was the case, but really, 11 games in? 11 games? You don't think that's a bit knee-jerk? And J.B. Bickerstaff was your answer? Wow. I think that certainly is that you look at and go, now, that may have been a Les call, too.
I think it was both. I think there.
You don't do it unless Les approves of it, but yeah. that is a desperate, desperate organization, something Man. That the Rockets really haven't been. I mean, making, you know, the Clyde Drexler trade was eye-opening, but that just stunk of desperation at 11 games into a basketball season that you just came off a Western Conference Finals appearance. That's very un-Rockets-like.
Another one, Marcus Thornton ran him off. Marcus wasn't playing defense, and I was Marcus's like number one advocate. I was like, hell
Marcus
yeah.
Marcus wasn't playing defense, really?
Nobody was.
Well, nobody was. Yeah. How about keeping a score?
Yeah. Ran him off. So there are a lot of moves to be discussed here. And okay, so if you're Les right now, what do you do? I mean, you kind of hit. You it's a 50-50 decision for you.
I think it's a coin flipper whether or not Daryl stays. And then I think you got to rebuild the entire roster. Yeah. I mean, it's you need about Trevor Ariza. Holy crap, could he have been worse in this series?
So bad.
What is it possible? I mean, if that's your third option, wow, you got to upgrade. You got to upgrade at power forward. You got to upgrade at point guard. You got to get James Harden on board to play defense. Now you got to fill Dwight's shoes. I mean, you got this work this awesome. It may be the time to just. You know what, Daryl? We got a whole lot to do. We're going to start all over.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot to do.
We'll find out.
John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.